Blog Talk Radio.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Chadwick in the house tonight, ready for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll and have a big old time tonight. We want you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number every show. So don't be shy. Pick that phone up, call in, and let's talk some smoke. Let's talk barbecue. Let's talk anything, everything about you and your team. Events, it does not matter. We're talking barbecue. This is a show that's keeping it real. It's all about you and the cube. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. Definitely want to go to that website and check it out. You will not be disappointed. It has everything on that site from A to Z. Everything you need or anything you want is right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Got a dynamite morning show every morning. A great lineup, always cooking up something good on the Barbecue Superstars set. You will not be disappointed. BarbecueSuperstars.com. I want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors. Before we go that far, we want to talk a little barbecue. We've got a caller that's been on hold, And we're going to get those this caller in and see who we've got. We want to welcome every caller tonight. This show, like I say, is always about you and the Qs, so don't be shy. Give us a call, 347-202-0263. Without further ado, let me cue this caller in and see what is going on. Caller 731-358, you are live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on tonight? How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, this is James Squirrel Miller of Squirrels Get It and Go. I know you personally. Everything going good today?
Man, it's going good, going good. Just starting the show, just about to get it kicked off. And I seen where you was on hold. I wanted to get you in and welcome you to the show. What's happening with you, James?
Well, I wanted to give you an update on my status. Of course, you know, we all are fans of the Barbecue Pitmasters in one way or the other. To bring you update, back in 2010, they come to Kuwait, done a little episode, and I was part of it, and they've invited me to come to the Food Film Fest in New York City the 23rd of this month as their special guest.
Man,
I've got everything taken care of, so the 23rd of this month, I will be up there with Tuffy Stone, Nicole Davenport, and John Marcus and all them of the Barbecue Pitmasters there for that. But I just want to spread the word that it's going to be enjoyable.
No doubt. That is a great honor. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure you just can't wait for that.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. John Marcus told me to bring my guitar. Of course, we all know who John Marcus is. He's the producer of the of Barbecue Pitmasters. He's a great guy. But I'm not going to hold up no more time because you got more people out there and people. But they can find me on Facebook.
That's right. Let's give everybody a big shout out. Who you are? What you talking about? Real quick before we before you get off, let's let everybody know how they could get in touch with you in case they. I know you've got something going on like a fund to help get you there and. Maybe we've got some listeners out there that would like to get in touch with you, James. Let's give everybody your Facebook information real quick for how they can where they can get in touch with you in case they want to talk to you and help you out there.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook. It's James Miller. And if y'all all know John Marcus and Myron Nixon, that's got my picture with them. That's on my Facebook account. I've also got a thing called GoFundMe.com under Operation Squirrel Fund. It's that's the fundraiser trying to raise the money to get up there. Of course, I can still use a little more to get in, you know.
I understand. Well, I'm sure everybody out there listening, they can get in touch with you on Facebook, James Miller, and then you can help them. You can direct them any website or any kind of information they need that can get you fixed up there. So I'm glad you called in. We'll get that out on the. We'll broadcast that out. This is going out worldwide. So you definitely got a good listening base right here. Everybody loves barbecue superstars. They love barbecue shows, and no better way than just to give you a big shout out right here on Facebook on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. I just wish you the very best. Keep on letting the smoke roll, James.
Yes, man. And this is a good show. I enjoy listening to it. I enjoy the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's a really good site, and if you people are not part of it and you love the grill, it would be a really good thing. Y'all go check it out. That's Chris Chadwick and the Tennessee Barbecue Association. Chris, y'all have a good day, and thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling in, James. You know you're always welcome to call in anytime you want to, okay?
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good evening. And continue to listen to the show now. If you want to chime back in, just come back.
All right. I'll do it, buddy.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, man.
You're welcome. All right, guys. That was James Miller He has got an opportunity of a lifetime. He is headed to New York City to the big film fest. He will be going down there talking and hanging out with John Marcus and all the Barbecue Pitmasters crew. He had the honor of meeting them in 2010 there in Kuwait. And he has been a serviceman a long time, and he is trying to actually get a few donations to help him to fund his trip, because, you know, like we all know, it's very tough when you need to get out and try to go somewhere, and especially in these small rural communities like we live in, every little bit helps. So just go check his Facebook page out, James Miller. And he can help you. He can help you with any kind of information you might need to know if you'd like to help him get to New York and back. So that all that's greatly appreciated. You know, this is a show about barbecue competitions, barbecue teams, the individual. This is the show all about you and the Q. And I've always said that and always will. That's what I stick with, and I'm a firm believer in it. But glad to have him call in. And the number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. We've got listeners all over the country, all over the world listening in. We'd love to have you call in. Just give us a shout-out. Say, hey, what's up? And we'll talk a little barbecue, maybe enlighten us on a little trick or two. Doesn't matter. We don't want to shig, but we always take any information we can get. That's a big old hell, yeah. Just give us a call. We'll talk barbecue. Bottom line, this is a show all about you and the Cube. So I do want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors tonight. You know, like I said, Barbecue Superstars is very instrumental in the barbecue media all across the nation. Tube, you can go to barbecuesuperstars.com. You can always get plenty of information on barbecue by the barbecue people, the champions, the beginners. I mean, it's all out there. Check it out, guys. You will not be sorry. Daryl Mask, BarbecueSuperstars.com. A big old shout-out to Daryl. Also, we've got, you know, all kinds of barbecue community people out there. They all want to help. They all help the teams. They help the small teams. They help the big teams. You know, if you know a sponsor, you know somebody that's getting sponsored by a company, a business, it doesn't matter. Give them a handshake, a thank you, because they're helping support the barbecue sport. You know, that's what it's all about. We try to support our own, and anybody that supports barbecue, we ought to support them. You know, I want to give a big old shout-out to Green Mountain Grills, the pellet cooker that just opened my eyes. I mean, I love my Daniel Boone pellet cooker. It's got it going on, guys. I'm an old-fashioned stick burner. I love my stick burner. You know as well as I do what type of work it takes. And the key to these competitions, going light, taking less, packing less, less work, a little more sleep time in the evening. That's going to help you out that Saturday morning turn-in. It's going to make you be on top of your game if you've had a little rest. You know, we love them guys that like to party all night and drink beer all night. And that's a big old hell yeah to them, because that's what makes the world go around, especially at a barbecue con. But we all can't do it all the time, and that's where a pellet cooker comes in. You can set that baby and forget it. I'm so thankful to have my Green Mountain Grill. It is an awesome cooker. The company has a heck of a support sales group, support tech, anything you need, they will take care of it. Go to greenmountaingrills.com and get on there, email them, contact them. Pick your pit out, buy that bad boy, and get into the new revolution of pellet cooking, because it does make it a lot easier. GreenMountainGrills.com, give them a big old shout out. Thank you, Green Mountain Grills, for being Chris Chadwick's sponsor. Also, we've got Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Do I need to say any more about Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce? It is a competition sauce used by the champions. It's always a little sweeter with a little Blues Hog barbecue sauce, what I'm telling you. Blues Hog, check them out. You see a jar in the grocery store, pick you up a jar. It doesn't matter if it's red, the original, or the Smoky Mountain. Hey, try your jar of Blues Hog barbecue sauce. You will not be sorry for buying a jar of some of the best barbecue sauce out on the market. Also, Junior Reyes, Rub for Grub. You're talking about competition rubs. This rub right here, it does actually out-season the competition. Junior's Rub for Grub. Touch with Junior Reyes on Facebook. Team Up and Smoke, Rub for Grub. You can get in touch with him. If you can't find him, I can. If you need any Rub for Grub, if you want to try it out, just get in touch with us. We can hook you up. Also, a big shout-out to Maverick Industries. That is maverickhousewares.com. They've got barbecue accessories. They've got some quality equipment there that you will not be sorry about purchasing. I'm telling you, the Maverick, I personally like my Maverick PT-100 BBQ. It's a quick temp probe, and I'm telling you, it's just right on the money. I like it. It's got a great display. It is a necessity at a top cook. If you're probing chicken temps, this would put it right on the money for you. That's MaverickIndustries.com, MaverickIndustries.com, or MaverickHousewares.com. Go check them out. Order you one right now. It ain't going to hurt. You're not going to be sorry. One iota. It will be a asset to your cook. That's Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. Also, Meat Rake. Meat Rake is a dynamite little tool. It will fix shred a butt in no time, save your hands from being burned. When you've got several butts you're having to bust apart, getting ready to serve out, especially if you're catering, these meat rakes are dynamite little tools. They come in pairs. They're very economical. Go to meatrake.com, order your set. Better than one set is two sets. That's meatrake.com. You know, I've just got to be so thankful for all my sponsors. They all got some really wonderful products. You know, that's what's nice about barbecue. Everybody don't want to do the same. Everybody's not doing the same. There's products out there for everyone, companies out there for everyone. And you're talking about customer support. They have it. Cook Shack has got a line of sauces, rubs, products, pellet cookers, kitchen accessories. It does not matter. Go to cookshack.com and check that out. It is a wonderful website with plenty of anything you need to cater, to comp cook, to restaurant supplies. Cook Shack has it. Check them out and talk to them. They've got the dynamite customer service. Be willing and glad to help you any way they can. Go to cookshack.com and see what they have for you. We can just keep on and on and on talking about good quality products because there's so many out there. We use all different types of products. Also, you know, you've got techniques and tricks and things that the pros use. Danny Kugel, Team Pitbull Up in Smoke, has a wonderful barbecue online school. It has a lot of information on it. I think they've got a wonderful sale on that school right now, and it will teach you something. I guarantee it will. I've got the school. I've used it. I watch it, and I enjoy it. That's Danny Kugel Pitbull Barbecue School. You know, it's just Google it. You can find it. Follow the directions and get your school today. Okay. We've got competition this weekend. Man, we've got them all over the state of Tennessee, all over the country. We could talk barbecue competitions all over. And, you know, there's one. If there's not one in Tennessee, there's one in Texas and everywhere in between. Doesn't matter if it's going on in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Kentucky. I'm telling you, they have got cooks everywhere. And, you know, picking out a cook, competition cook, I love to do it. I wish I had more money where I could do more of them. Flex Competition Cooks. These events, these people worked really hard on. This is not a fly-by-night, 2 or 3 day, hey, let's do one kind of deal. There's a lot of thought and scheduling and planning and preparation that goes into a barbecue event. People think, oh, you're just going to go grill a little bit and everybody thinks the best win. It's not like that, man. It takes months and months of preparation for some of these cooks. Some people can pull them off in a few weeks to a month or a little, you know, a little longer than that. But overall, these are not, most of these events aren't first annual. They're more like 10th annual, and they've been doing these for several years. And it still doesn't matter how many times they do a competition. There are always different possibilities that can happen. But, you know, what makes a good cook are the event organizers. You know, you've got to have them there backing up everything they say, doing what they say they were going to do. And, you know, that's important in a barbecue competition. It doesn't matter who wins at a comp. As long as it's run well, you will go back. But now, if you think it's not run well, and you even win it, but if it wasn't run well, you've got second thoughts when you think about going back. And there's a lot of that going on nowadays. And, you know, these competitions, you know as well as I do, when you go cook at a competition, you're going to spend what? $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $1,000, depending on your cook, how you're set up, how many is on your team, where you go, and what the entry fee is. You know, I mean, the sky's the limit on what you can spend. And when you do that 2 or 3 times a month, man, do the math. Think about it. So it's really important. You have to pick and choose what competitions you want to go to anymore, because there's always 2 or 3 to choose any certain week at the end of the month. And what makes you actually decide to go to a competition is word of mouth and how cooks have went in the past and how they've been run and how they're organized. It means a lot. You know what I'm talking about. You know, and the money, you know, it's, you got to pay out some money. Big money brings big teams in. If it's not paying out money, it's not going to bring in teams. You know, the success of a cook starts at the event organizer. So if you know any, give them a big shout out. Give them a thank you. Tell them we appreciate them. You know, when things go good, it's okay. And they're just, you know, it's really a unappreciated role, because when they go good, nobody really thanks them. But if they go bad, they catch 10 times in kinds of hell if you've got a bad cook. So, you know, these event organizers, give them a big hell yeah. Give them a handshake. Give them a thank you, because they deserve it. You know, it takes a lot of time, patience. And most of the time, these people are doing this out of the love of barbecue, not because they're getting paid to do it. So just like me in this show right here, I do it because I love barbecue. I support barbecue. I support you. And I love to get people involved. Number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. I'm also going to fire the chat room up tonight. I really hadn't planned on it, but I'm going to fire the chat room up. So, guys, if y'all listening in, we'll get this chat room fired up in just a minute. And while I'm doing that, you know I can't multitask. I'm watching the chat, ready for it to kick in. You know, back to events. I'm just going to have to toot my own horn, toot a little bit about Tennessee Barbecue Association. That's the TBA. www.tbabbq.com. That is the Tennessee Barbecue Association home website. That is the site of Tennessee Barbecue Association. We are new. We are growing. We are expanding. We have got sanctioned events this year. We have had a few. We've got a big one coming up this weekend in Fayetteville, Tennessee. You can get in touch with us on Tennessee Barbecue Association Facebook group or email us through the tbabbq.com website if you would like to go cook at that competition. It's a very nice competition. It is a Tennessee Barbecue Association Rib Shootout. This is something new. It's a newer style cook. It's a cook setup where you can come in early that morning, set up, cook it up, rock and roll all day, judging that evening, and you back home that night. It's paying out really good money over in Fayetteville. Get in touch with Fraz. That's Troy Fraz, Frazerat, right there on the Facebook group. Look him up on Facebook. He'll hook you up. If I'm sure they've probably got a little room. They might be able to squeeze you in, but it's going to be a dynamite show this weekend right there in Fayetteville, Tennessee. That is Smoking on the Stone Bridge. So get in touch with Fraz. Get in touch with me. We can hook you up. We can get you set up. If there's any room left, we will get you into that cook. Categories are going to be chicken, because chicken is a toss-up every time. I don't know many that's consistent on chicken. Chicken is a tough category. Chicken, ribs, and minimum thickness, 1-inch ribeye steaks. That's three categories you can go cook. Competitions, if you want to roll in, cook the comp, it's going to cost you $75 plus you meet and go have a big time and then just rock it out all day. That's right there in Fayetteville, Tennessee, Smoking at Stone Bridge, Tennessee Barbecue Association, Shotgun Rib Shootout. Also, Tennessee Barbecue Association is going to be at Bolivar, Tennessee this weekend. We're not sanctioning this event, but we will be there doing a we also have TBA payout. So we've got two places this weekend. Excited for us to be in both places. We're looking forward to big crowd, big turnout, some beautiful weather this weekend right here in Tennessee. And we're ready to have a big time right there in Bolivar, Tennessee and Fayetteville, Tennessee. So check it out. Look it up. Go to www.tbabbq.com, and we will fix you up, no doubt. Don't know about you, but it's been a busy day today, and I'm kind of taking it easy, going to kick back a little bit, not in a big hurry, and we're going to talk a little barbecue. We are waiting on a few callers. I've got several scheduled to call in tonight. Let me refresh this board right now and see if we've got any in queue before. Because I'm just used to it. We're going to rock it out, make it happen. But let's see, we've got that refreshed. And while we're waiting on that, we're going to try to get the chat room up also. We also always have a few guys that like to go in the chat room that love to listen to chat, interact, but they can't call in. And, hey, I'd like to have you in the chat room tonight also. All right, let's see what we can do here. Let's kick that up. All right. Okay, usually y'all don't hear me with a little quiet time, but like I say, I'll kick back, taking it kind of easy tonight. We've got the chat room coming up. It will be up and rocking and rolling in just a minute also. Like I said before, the events, we enjoy going and cooking. We enjoy cooking comps. I'm excited about going and cooking this weekend. Hopefully the grilling gods will be shining down on Hall County Cookers and give us a big thumbs up, big hell yeah. Hopefully we'll get some calls this weekend. I was fortunate enough last comp I was at to get a first-place rib call. Proud of that. Ready to fire it up and do it all over again. Also, the Bolivar Cook is a three-category cook, ribs, chicken, and pork, meaning shoulders or butts. So, you know, that's our categories. And speaking of categories, pork category, you know, when they say pulled pork category, used to you could put pulled pork in a box, and that's as far as it went. That's all you had to do to actually have a shot for the money. But nowadays, more and more so, KCBS, you look at a lot of these turn-in boxes, pork box, you're looking at Money Muscle, medallions. Everybody wants to see Money Muscle medallions. They also want to see chunk pieces, bark pieces, chunked. If you're good enough to
pull out the tubes. Some people like to pull the tubes out, slice them up, lay them in the box. You got chunked tubes, money meat, money muscle, and then maybe you can put a little pulled in there. But, you know, used to all you did was pulled, and now you do basically four different types of presentation in a box on your pork box. And used to, you wanted the pork to stand for itself. You know, the pork was what they were judging. They weren't judging the sauce. They were judging the pork. But anymore, in my personal opinion,
if you don't sauce that pork when you turn it in, you don't have a snowball's chance. I might personally be wrong, but in my observation, you have to sauce that meat to get it to roll. And some guys love to sauce it heavy, where you can't even tell what color the pork is. And other guys like to give it a little light, thin coating, brush it on. The presentation, they don't want it puddling, but they put it on really thin. And then other guys use a vinegar-based sauce. And I'm telling you, I don't do very well with vinegar-based myself on a turn-in. Here in Tennessee, vinegar-based is what you want to have on a barbecue sandwich, okay? You want to eat some slaw, barbecue, and a vinegar-based sauce on your sandwich. And let's be real. In a turn-in box, vinegar-based is not going to get you anywhere. We'll talk a little more about that. We do have a caller in queue, and we're going to get him queued in. Welcome him to the show. I'm sure he can give us an update on the Fayetteville Cook, because we have got Fraz in queue. We're going to get him fired up and queued in. Fraz, you rock and roll with us, brother. What's happening tonight? All right. We got Fraz on. We got Fraz on. Are you off?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? How's it going this evening?
Hey, let me call you back here in just a minute. I'm going to get where we can hear you a little better, all right?
Okay, all right, all right. We'll call back, and we'll cue you back.
I'm going to call you from another number.
All right, that'll be fine. All right. Anyhow, guys, what we're doing here, we're talking on turn-in box presentation, just like chicken. You know, we cover pork, we turn in our chicken. You know, a lot of guys around here, they'd like to do popsicle eggs. You know, that's another topic, popsicle eggs versus thighs in a turn-in box. It really depends on competition and the level of competition you have, but a lot of people say you will not you would not do as well turning in popsicles, but I've seen where a lot of popsicles are getting called. And, you know, thighs, it's breaking the monotony up from everybody opening a box of six chicken thighs, six chicken thighs, six chicken thighs. Here they are, here they are, here they are. Thighs make a pretty box. They make a good-looking box if you pull the thigh off right. You know, there's so many different techniques, so many different ways, scraping skin, not scraping skin, trimming, not trimming, pulling the vein out of the thigh, one knuckle, two knuckles, you know, cutting them off, not deboning, but cutting them down. It just really depends on chicken, what you want to do, how you want to pull it off. IBCA over, you know, they turn in a half a chicken. The judges cannot pick that chicken up. They have to pull it off with plastic forks. So that chicken has to be on the money. NIVCA turning in half chicken. Some people might think that would be easier, but I personally think that's harder. You know, KCBS, chicken thighs, you pick it up with your hand, you take a bite of it. That's how they do it. I am a CBJ, KCBS judge. You can pick it up and actually take a bite and eat it. So there's a lot of different criteria of judging, different sanctioned bodies, depending on what you do. Especially KCBS, you know, that's around here. That is what it is, the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're not taking anything away from KCBS. They love to pretty much stay on that same flavor profile, that same presentation, that same judging criteria as the KCBS. I like to be able to pick that up when I'm judging it. I don't want to have to worry about trying to pull it with a plastic fork. So, you know, you've got event organizers we want to thank. Judges, we got to thank them because they're there judging these competitions for the cook. The sponsors are doing this for the cook. The event organizers are doing this for the cook. So, you know, guys, when you've got a competition close by, you definitely need to go support that cook. Go in there with a positive attitude, cook your best, do your due, and enjoy what you're doing. If a couple of things come in, you got a glitch here, a glitch there, you just roll with it, make it better, and keep cooking. Nobody likes a team to roll into a competition and complain as soon as they get there. Nobody wants to be around it. Nobody wants to hear it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So what we definitely want to do is when we go to a competition, we want to go in there and we want to treat them right. We want to uphold our values. We want to do our good cook and make the best possible way we can do what we want to do. You know, that's what it's all about. Being positive, supporting events, they supporting us. It's what it takes. Bottom line, guys, I'm really into small business, supporting your local community, and that's the same way with barbecuing. We've got another caller in queue. I think this, let's get them queued in and see who this is. Caller 931-580. Let's see if we can get you queued in here. All right, here we go. There you go, caller 931-703. You here with us? Who we got? Press. All right. Anyhow, guys, we that's what it's all about. Support barbecue every way we can. Doesn't matter what state you're in. You're going to go cook. You're going to have a big time. Like I say, we've got two big Tennessee Barbecue Association things coming up. We've got one right now going to Fayetteville, Tennessee this weekend. It is a Saturday cook. You can go set up Friday evening. It is a rib shootout. Also, TBA will be representing themselves at a Bolivar, at Bolivar. We'll have a copay sanction money also available. Bolivar's paying a real good payout this weekend. Have a lot of Memphis teams rolling in, some NBN teams, some KCBS teams, so it ought to be really interesting to go down there. I'll be down there cooking, having a big time. We'll be letting the smoke roll. I can't wait. I'm already packed up, got everything pretty much ready. I have been working on my pit. We might talk a little about some pits tonight. I know I'm going to talk about my old burner. That's just the way I like to roll. It's a big, massive, non-efficient cooker, but it does really, really, really cook up some fine, put out some fine product. We're going to try to cue this caller in, and let's see if we can get them queued in this time. Caller 931, there you go, you with us now. What's happening?
How you doing tonight, Mr. Fraz? It's the Verizon phone service. I mean, it just sucks in places. I mean, that map is such a lie that they put up on TV.
Can you hear me now? Just doesn't work all the time, does it?
No. They had to take that commercial probably because they were getting lawsuits pulled on them. I tell you what,
I mean, that's all a bunch. You know what? I mean, look at where the country's at. I mean, it's all set up on... I don't even know what to say about it. It's very disgusting. I know you know what I'm talking about. We're just pro good. So give us an update on Fayetteville. Let's hear some good news.
Well, I mean, Phil was rolling right along. Looks like the weatherman's going to cooperate with us. I believe it's going to be, you know, in the upper 40s at night, maybe low 50s, and sunshine was fun. I think it took the rain out of it. So,
Man, I got a blessing. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. Beautiful weather, cool nights, nice days. You can't ask for no better cook. You can't ask for no better cook weather.
Hey, there is one thing about it though. If you're cooking this weekend though, right?
I am.
So one thing about it, if it does rain over here and gets cloudy, when you got that old big smoker fired up, everybody has sunshine when it gets lit up.
That's right. That's right. That big old smoker. You know what that smoker does. I've been talking a little bit about that smoker tonight. I've been working on that smoker this week. And tuning it up, putting a little chrome on her. I mean,
bling, you know.
Got to bling it out a little bit, you know, just going to polish the wheels up and just roll in the bottle of her Big Daddy style.
Yeah. Well, on me and fellow member Brady of 2LiveQ, we've been finishing up the GC trophy for this weekend over at Smoking at the Stone Bridge. And I believe I sent you a picture of it a while ago. You just got to give me a little feedback on it. I ain't quite ready to release that yet.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see it. I know it's going to be a dynamite trophy. I can't check it while I'm on right now, especially when I'm in this studio room bored and being on the phone. I can't check it, but I'll have to wait for about an hour or so, and then we'll check it out, and I'll get back with you on that. But I'm sure it is going to be a phenomenal trophy. I know I'm excited to see it.
I heard that.
So I know it's coming up. It's getting ready. Really looking forward to be sure to take pictures. We got to get pictures up on the TBA website. Also, I'll give you a big heads up on this.
That was a goat. You met goat before, haven't you?
Huh?
That's a tablet.
November 16th, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it's been confirmed, we will be doing a rib shootout in Clifton. So that's not really a big haul for you, is it?
Where?
Clifton.
Oh, Clifton. Well,
yeah.
Clifton's about the same miles. I mean, it's 160, 180 miles over there. Not bad.
Really?
Okay,
I think we've got a shootout going to go down in Clifton, Tennessee, on the 16th of November. We'll try to squeeze that one in. You know, every time we can cook, you know what I'm saying? Guys, you're listening out there, you know what I'm talking about. If there's a cook halfway close, you know, you want to go cook it. I mean,
we're definitely going to promote it and have it, make sure everybody ever knows about it and let all the new TBA members know. Get them all over there. Do our best to get a good showing over that way.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just so proud to have y'all on board. You've done a phenomenal job with this cook. Next year we're gonna have we need to work on a calendar and try to get a few more events in. You know, actually a four or five category cook. You know, we'd throw the brisket in there and just to have a big old cook and have a big time. But
what would opinion everybody say about maybe a February cook?
Well, you know, I mean, hey, weather cooperating.
Late February.
Yep. You know, we pull our March cook off. You know, we'll have a cook in March. And I don't know if it's going to be a full comp or be a rib shootout again. Of February, you know, if weather permitting, you know, and we don't have a hard winter, we will make that happen. So start kind of weighing something out, you know, because you know what it takes to put together an event because you've done it. You're doing it.
and you know what kind of work it takes and what's involved. So we will do all we can to make it happen. That is a fact. That is a fact. So there's several teams going to be. Are we at our limit yet, or do we still have a little room, maybe squeeze a team or two in?
Oh, yeah, we got a little room. We're, I believe last count was maybe 17, could possibly be 18. I've got to get with Goof on a few things on that, and Ed, make sure that no more showed up today. And then, you know, after I'm going to release this right here, maybe help us draw a few more in there. Goal is to get 20 there. I want to see 20 teams.
25 right.
would be great. 30 would be phenomenal. I mean, we got room for 30, no problem. And love to see that many get there. So if anybody's close within 100, 200 miles, come on over.
That's right. You know, it's gonna be a great cook. It's paying out some great money. And it's just gonna be a good cook. We need to work it the rest of the week. Get it out there. I know I've got a lot of listeners listening tonight. We've got some big numbers already on the show, and that's what we're talking about. The Fayette will cook right here this coming weekend. It'll be a one-day cook, but you can roll in Friday and set up for Saturday cook. So
definitely need to. If you're close by, which you're not far from Alabama, there's several Alabama teams rolling in too, isn't there? Did we lose Fraz? Okay, Fraz is on Verizon, and I don't think he's happening right now. But anyhow, right there on Alabama, there's several Alabama teams coming in. We definitely want to get us more teams over there at Fayetteville. They do have a little room left. Contact us at www.tdaddq.com. Go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association Facebook group page. We can get you hooked up and in this cook. Very inexpensive cook. Only $75 for this cook, paying out over $3,000 plus trophies, awesome trophies, and to qualify for the PBA state championship. Top five teams will be will be a qualifier. So you definitely want to get in on this action. If you love the Q, it don't matter what sanction it is. If you love the Q, get involved and do a little cooking. Time to kick them tires and light the fire, baby, and let the smoke roll. That's what we're talking about. And that's what they're doing. That's what we're doing with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. So just get in touch with me, Chris Chadwick, right here on Facebook, barbecuesuperstars.com. Send me a message. Send me a friend request. We'll definitely hook you up and get you involved. If you want to cook, thinking about cooking, that's what it's all about. I do want to give a shout-out to Jan Charles. She is one of the newest members of Barbecue Superstars. She is right there in Greenville, Tennessee, and is doing a live Barbecue Superstars morning show on Tuesday mornings. It's more than just a barbecue show. She is a cook. She is a mother that has several children. She cooks meals. Now, she prepared this dynamite meal Tuesday morning. And, I mean, she takes the simplest foods and really turns them and transforms them into magnificent dishes. You've got to check out the Jan Charles show. That will be every Tuesday morning. It did air live at 10 o'clock this past Tuesday morning. Yesterday morning, actually, and it will hopefully next Tuesday morning it will be on live again. It is interactive. You can call a number, and it will be posted before the show and during the show to interact and call in and ask questions. But she prepared pan-seared pork chops in a roux that did look very good with a fresh roasted garlic mashed potato. Let's see what else. With a oven roasted
Brussels sprout with bacon. Don't let me forget anything here. I also made a dumpling, a sweet dumpling type dessert. I mean, it was a phenomenal meal. I mean, the show, she started to finish the whole process, roasting the garlic. Also, she had seasoned roasted yellow onions that complemented the pork, the garlic, oven-roasted garlic mashed potatoes. So it was a really good cook show. It was more on the line of a Food Network show. Jan actually will be on the new Food Restaurant Express Food Network show, which will be airing in November. But check that show out. Tuesday mornings, Barbecue Superstars Live, the Jan Charles show, and it's a very good show, so check it out. If you love to cook, doesn't matter if we're cooking on the patio, the back deck, at the competition, or in the kitchen. It's all about cooking. It's all about food. We are foodies. We love food. We love to cook. That's what it's all about. Check out Barbecue Superstars Morning Show. That is broadcast right there live on BarbecueSuperstars.com. We've got a lot
of stuff going on this weekend. We had a lot of stuff going on last weekend. The Jack Daniels, the Jack is coming up next weekend. Can't wait for that. I'm planning on rolling down to the Jack Daniels comp, hanging out, meeting a lot of people, meeting and greeting. That's what it's going to be about. We'll be shooting some live video for Barbecue Superstars. Also, we'll be hanging out, talking to all the pros, and just having a good old time. So I can't wait to go down to the Jack next weekend. Looking so forward to that. Just really excited about it. I'm not planning on missing another one. There'll be thousands of people there. There'll be teams, international teams from all over the world. It's just going to be one big show, one big bunch of friends, so it's going to be very interesting to see what's going on at Jack. Can't wait for that. We will have a show follow-up. We will talk about the Jack. If we get Jack listeners out there, love to hear from you. Call in 347-202-0263. We're really having a lot of stuff going on. We're doing a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of cook things in the works. We're trying to get a to-go pit opened up. We're rebuilding pits. I made an awesome, heavy-duty, triple extra large coal box today. I made this charcoal box to actually fit in my burn box on my big stick burner. So I'm going to try to see how two bags of charcoal will be, how efficient it will be, how it will run, what kind of time, what kind of heat, what kind of temp it's going to put out. Because it's a lot easier to carry two 20-pound bags of charcoal as 40 sticks of slabs. So we're going to try that out, but I posted a picture of this charcoal basket earlier on my Facebook page. Check it out and see what you think about it. Number to call tonight, guys, 347-202-0263. That is the same number to call every night of the week. We have got a full house as far as barbecue radio shows every night of the week. And, man, I'm telling you, that's a lot of barbecue talk. It really is, but we've got a lot of talent. Got a lot of talent on this Barbecue Superstars radio network, and also the tailgating network. We have got from Sunday to Friday. Sunday night kicks off the Lance Moore West Texas Pitmaster Show. Monday night is Jim Byrne, Killer Bee's barbecue team. He's on a roll. He's hot. He is KCBS. He's ranked I'm not sure if it's second or third right now. He's on fire. Got a dynamite cook team. It's got to be. Have won all the grand champions this year. That's on Monday night, Jim Berg, Killer Bees. Also Tuesday night, you've got Chad Ward of Whiskey Bent. That's Whiskey Bent in the Pit radio show. Wednesday night, you've got me right here live with you. We usually, our show format is all about you. We talk barbecue. We talk it about you, your team, your event, whatever's going on. That's what the show's always about. We hardly ever schedule a show as far as invite because we have an open invite. We love to talk barbecue, and we love to talk to you. We love to talk to everybody. That's where we go with our show. That's why I throw this number out all the time, 347-202-0263. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Doesn't matter if it's in California to Maine. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we got Thursday night. We've got good friend. Lance Moore's a good friend. I don't really know Jim. I don't really know Chad. John Reeves, Cole Smith. You got Smoking X Nation radio show on Thursday nights. Always got something new and refreshing going on there on Thursday night. Friday night, you've got Daryl Mast in the house talking barbecue. Friday Night Lights. He's always got something going on there. So we always have something going on every night of the week. I get callers. I get emails. I get messages all the time from people listening in. We just have a good time talking barbecue. And, you know, I really appreciate it. I love doing this. And that's what it's all about. Y'all bear with me for a minute. We're going to refresh this board because, of course, if I don't do that about every 15 minutes or so, I lose my callers. So, guys, I'm not ignoring you. Just give me a minute, then we're going to refresh her out here. Hold on. All right, we've got a caller in queue. Let's give them just a minute. Let me get this board refreshed. And we will see what is going on. All right, let me get this caller queued in. Welcome him to the show. Always love talking to him. Hadn't talked to him today. Mr. John Reeves of Smoking X Nation Radio Show on Thursday nights. Bear with me. We'll get you queued in and see what is going on right there in Texas, in your neck of the woods. Bear with me. We're trying to get you queued. John, you with us now?
What is going on, brother?
Man, it's just happening around here. We talking a little barbecue, talking a little TBA, talking smoking at Stonebridge, talking about getting ready for this weekend, pit building. We're doing it all today. What about you? What's going on in your woods?
Well, I just got through burning about 50 calories at the Tech Rec Center, and I'm going to probably go home and eat about 6,000 calories, so it's going to be a good evening.
It sounds like it's a good evening. Man, I'm telling you, that's the way to do it. Burn 50 and eat at 600, 800. Hell, that's all right.
I got to keep this girlish figure.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I feel your pain there, brother. I got my girly figure, too. I just don't want to say what kind of girly figure
you built. That's nice.
Man, I'm telling you, that basket, I put that together, and I'm really counting on being able to heat my stick burner with that basket, basically firing it up with a bag or two in that basket and hopefully getting a good long burn out of it.
Just bear with me a minute, because
bear with me just a second. We'll get you queued back in. It just happened to shut it down here. Let's see. Okay, guys, I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Nothing new, nothing fresh. It's just always happening, so we're just going to make it happen here. Bear with me, John. We'll get you queued back in. No, we were just talking about a new charcoal blast that I built today. It's going to be a new project, new experiment. Hopefully, we'll see how it works. Talking about trying to run a pit on charcoal. This big pit I have, we'll see. I like that old heat from that hickory, but we're going to run that charcoal and see what we can do. We're going to time it out. See what kind of burn time we're going to get out of that pit, what kind of temp we're going to get out of that pit, and we'll be in the money if it's going to do what I think it's going to do. Okay, just hang on there, John. We'll get you queued back in and see what is happening here. Just bear with me, guys. No big deal, but let's get this queued back in. Let's see what we got here. If we're doing this, I'm going to continue on talking about that charcoal basket, man. I think it's going to just be some nice stuff. I'm counting on putting two bags of charcoal in there, getting me a good 8-10 hour burn out of it with a good 250-300 degree temp. I can throw in a slab of hickory on top of that, smoke it up, smoke it out a little bit. We're trying to get right back in our studio room right now, so we've been pulling the studio board back up, and we're going to welcome John back to the show. John, you back with us now, brother. Welcome back.
And I tell you what, that's what I was going to say, is I'm always looking, and of course we're going to do some work on our pit this winter to try to get ready for next season, but I'll tell you right now, you know, our pit, she runs about, depending on the weather, an hour and 45 to 2.5 hours, and then you need to be paying attention to it because you'll start nosediving. You know, you
right.
can get that thing set like you want it, and then that's about as long as you want. You know, these Jambos and some of these other pits, and especially these pellet-fed Traegers and different stuff like that, boy, you can just go to bed and not worry about it. But we love our pit. We like everything about it. That's the only drawback that just really kind of sucks with her. Of course, we've never just really loaded it down, and I'm not a big fan of just building a bonfire and then choking it down. You know, we get a good fire going, and then, but I think, you know, our fire box isn't insulated as well as it should be, and I think that's what kills us on it.
Well, you know, being a good, thick, insulated box really helps. I really believe that. Now, my particular pit, my box is not insulated. But I use slab hickory in mine, and I usually fill that box up. I fill that box full, a lighter, and I let it burn down to, a huge bed of coals. And as long as I keep that bed of coals hot, I can throw in a slab or two ever so often, keep that smoke going to her, and keep that coal bed cold, and I don't have a problem. I mean, I can run 250-300 degrees all night long if I keep that box full. But it's not efficient. You know, you're constantly working on the fire. We're gonna try that charcoal basket out. I don't want to try it this weekend though. Don't have time to burn it in tomorrow because I'm going with the intentions of winning that bad boy. I'm planning on getting a call, not one, two, but three calls, and would love to get a last call. But we'll see how that goes. We'll know Saturday afternoon how that's going to be. We're in it to win it, you know, no doubt. But
we're going to see how it falls. We've got a lot of MBN cooks, like KCBS cooks at this comp, and it should be a pretty good comp. So we're just going to go and rock it out.
Well, I wish you all the luck. I know you're perfectly capable of it.
Well, man, I just hadn't been on the streak like I want to be, you know. And you know, you have them slumps like a ball player or whatever. But I know you had a big comp this past weekend. Are you going? You going back out on the trail this weekend?
I believe I am. I think we're going to go down to Midland. They're having an IBCA cook in Midland, and I'm really hoping to meet up with Junior and some other guys. I know they're going to be there. Talked to Steve Fourqueen today and Junior yesterday, and I think we're all going to try to meet up down there. I really hope everybody can. There's some guys, other guys I talked to that's kind of up in the air. You know, they're looking at about a 20-30 team cook. But it's going to be a smaller one. You know, we're getting into winter, and you know, your guys that kind of halfway do stuff kind of fall off the map. So, but I tell you what, this weekend will be extremely tough because of who's going to be there. Your hardcore guys, but they're going to push it back. We load in on Saturday, and then turn-ins are on Sunday. So it's a day back. It's not a Friday-Saturday cook. It's a Saturday-Sunday cook. And we'll be talking about this a lot tomorrow night on our show, but it's going to be a lot of fun. My brother-in-law and my sister are wanting to come. They bought them a Traeger, and they've been playing with it, and they're wanting to go cook, and they bought them a nice big camper, and I think they're going to follow me down there and enter a couple of categories and roll the dice like the rest of us, I think.
Well, there you go. You know, that's what it's all about. We always encourage. That's something I've always done, you know. We go to these competitions, and you don't have to be a pro to go to one of these competitions and win. You just don't have to know how to cook. And you can go and you can take a Traeger, you can take a Green Mountain Grill, because I've done that now. Take a Green Mountain Grill to a comp and just have got calls in all categories. But, you know, you can take a Weber and a pop-up tent or a canopy and a couple coolers, and you can go compete with the big boys. You've got just as much chance in going and cutting your teeth at a competition and getting a call as they do. I mean, that's one place. A barbecue competition is one place you can go. And you don't have to be a pro to go compete with the pros. You can go compete with all of them. Just want to be there and have fun. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's the thing. I take a Weber with us, too. You know, after some conversations you'd had and I've had, and we kind of, I bought a Weber when you were down here, and, you know, and it works out good with me. I use it every comp now. I wonder how I got by without it. But, you know, we also use our Big Pit. There's just some stuff that's really nice to heat up real quick and use that Weber on. But, you know, there's a lot of guys out there. I know a guy that has a gigantic Weber, and he does his whole brisket on it. And
right.
Wins a lot with it. So, you know, you don't have to have a $20,000 pit. They're nice. I'd love to have one. I don't, but, you know, you don't have to have one like that. You can have something. I've seen guys use the trash can cookers and walk with it. It's there's a lot of knowledge that goes with it. So, you know, it's not just all the pit. Sometimes it's, you got to know a little bit about what you're doing. And so if you do a little bit and have some fun with it, I encourage people to go compete. You'll learn a lot.
You will. You can. And, yeah, that's right. You don't have to have a Jambo or Arno or metal, you know, all those are nice pits. They really are. But you can go out with a Weber, that big old Weber, I call them ranch. I don't know what technically they are, the big round Weber cookers. And they're nice cookers. And you can go and you can play with the big boys and just let the smoke roll. I know right there in Tupelo, Mississippi last year, there was a team set up there, and they had two of those big ranch Webers, and that's what they cooked on. That's what they cooked all four categories on. And, you can do it. It's you can do it. It's doable. And I always, like I say, I always tell everybody, if they want to go to a competition, see what it's like, just have the thrill of going to compete. All they got to do is load up, pack up, pay their entry fee, and roll and do it.
That's how I started.
I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I started. I went, and I just did it and loved it and have been back many times before. And we'll go back. You know, that's just like last week. We went, we cooked and did a couple practice runs, and then this weekend, this coming weekend, we're going to cook, and we're ready to have a big time to do that. So I'm just ready to go and have a big time. And I know you are, too. I mean, we go with all intentions of winning. We're in it to win it, and then especially, and it's happened to me, it's happened to you, it's happened to everybody. That it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're the number one KCBS team. You went to a competition before and not got a call. I mean, it hurts. It hurts your heart. It hurts your spirits. But it's part of the show, and it's part of the game, and it happens.
Oh, I know. I got a dose of that medicine last weekend. I mean, it's very humbling, but you know, it makes you reevaluate what you're doing. It keeps you humble. You know, nobody's above. I'm not the best cook around. I'll be the first to tell you. I'd love to be. I'm not. I learn something every single time I go cook. This last weekend was the first time in probably a year that we didn't even get a final table. I mean, and that's something. That's just something. I mean, we walk or get a final table, sometimes walk two or three times at every cook we go to. And I'm telling you, absolutely got it handed to us this last weekend. And tell you the truth, I don't. You know, we had some little problems, nothing we couldn't overcome. We had some gauges that got wet because it rained and shorted out. But, you know, it's nothing you can't overcome because we had some backup stuff and some pencil gauges and stuff and kept right on rolling. But at the same time, it's just it's a hard pill to swallow because, you know, that expectation and that hard work and you know, they don't owe you anything. But we were all over the gamut on that deal. I mean, we had some hot, we had some sweet, we had some really sweet, and we had a little bit of spice on one category. And I just never could put my thumb on the profile that they wanted.
Right.
I had several people, you know, after we do turn-ins, we all kind of try each other's stuff out, you know, after it's turned in. And, I mean, I had everybody saying, oh, John, man, them ribs are spot on. Man, and to me, in my opinion, those are the best ribs I've ever cooked in my life. And nothing. But, you know, that's just the way it is. Somehow, some way, it just wasn't what the judges were looking for.
Well, you know, trying to second guess and trying to figure out what those judges want is where that's the million-dollar question. And I don't know if they'll ever hit it on the head, you know, like we really want to. If we do and we want them all, we wouldn't want to go back. It wouldn't be a challenge anymore. So say it to give you that extra incentive. You want to go back this week to prove that you're better than what they give you credit for last week. And I know the feeling. I do. And I'm going, and like I say, I'm personally going. I'm pulling out the Hall County Reserve. I'm going to pull out my sauce. My rub, I'm going to use Junior's rub because I do like that. I know you're a big fan of Junior's rub also. And I'm going to use that in my Hall County. I'm going to use my Hall County sauce this weekend. And got a couple of other things up my sleeve. I don't want to give it all out because you never know who's listening.
Yeah.
We're going to go and hit it hard this weekend. I'm telling you, I'm going with all intentions to winning that bad boy. And might not. I mean, I'm capable, just like you're capable and most of the cooks out there are capable. We're capable. We know we can do it. It's just if we do it or not. So.
Well, just sometimes there's a little bit of luck. There's a lot of skill. There's a lot of, you know, luck, like I said, just kind of the stars lining up and just having a good cook. And, you know, I was talking to a gentleman who went and did very, very well at the Royal last week, and I was talking to him today, and he just flat told me, you know, some of the stuff he was saying was, you know, there were some guys that were in the top five in the Invitational and didn't make the top 150 on the Open. You know, so, I mean, you know, so you have good days, you have bad days. You know, just last weekend was just not our, I don't know, just the stars didn't line up. I had a lot of fun. I learned some stuff. That it was extremely, extremely humid. And I'm telling you right now, them pits were running hot and they were running fast. That's that food. I mean, you laugh. And everybody, I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about, but people out there listening that don't have a lot of experience, you know, when you come from an area where we're from and humidity stays around that 10 to 20% during the day, you know, and gets up in the 60s and 70s at night, and that's what you're used to cooking on, and then you go to where it's 80, 90% humidity 24 hours straight, man, your food cooks different and your pit will run different. Your wood will burn different. Everything, you know, so, you know, our timing was a little bit off. It wasn't a lot off because we caught it and adjusted. You know, we knew what we were doing, but, you know, that's something to think about. You know, people set their pits and go to bed. Well, you know, if it's extremely humid, well, it'll sure change it. But, you know, you said something a while ago about, you know, using Junior's rub. I'll tell you what a believer I am in that rub. And Junior, I know he'll listen to this sometime, so don't forget about me, because I've gone through literally, you know, and this is with caterings. This is not just, you know, competition. This is catering briskets and stuff like that and different things and ribs. And I've gone through over 10 pounds of rub in the last 30 days.
That's crazy, man. 10 pounds. Well, see, you're lucky. You're right there close to Junior, and you can get that stuff pretty quick. And I use mine sparingly because I don't want to run out. Oh, mercy. But, yeah.
Well, I've got 2 pounds right now, and I've already called him and put another order in. I got to have some more.
Well, I'm a rub-for-grub believer. And, you know, all my listeners out there, I just told them, you know, I told them earlier, they've got to get some and try it. I mean, once they get it and try it, they'll be happy with it. I mean, I just have never had anybody not to like it. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go hog county this weekend, and I'm going to use a little of that on top of that and roll with it. We're going to make it happen, that's for sure. And I'm going to do my ribs up something special, just for Junior. I'm going to make that happen. He knows what I'm talking about, so when he listens, he'll give me a big hell yeah on that. I'm going to do them up Junior style. I did them up Junior style last time, and that's what gave me that first place call. And I put a little Junior style in, a little Hall County style together, and just made it that first place call. Couldn't deny it. I just enjoyed that. So we've got a few other callers in queue here. I don't know if they're in queue or not. This board's acting up. I know this right here. Let's see if we can get this one queued in. Man, I tell you what, this is just not wanting to cooperate with me at all tonight. We got Roy Powell on the line. Roy Powell, with me, brother, we'll get you in. It looks like we got Jennifer Campbell online tonight. I don't know if Jennifer wants to talk tonight, but we're going to queue her in and say, what's up? But no, we have a big time on the show. I'm not a professional show by any means. I'm just a little country, a lot country, and we just talk barbecue, talk to pitmasters all over the country. We just have a good time, John. That's just what it's all about. We have a good time, and that's why we roll around here. 580, Mr. Roy Powell, you're live with us. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? I just now got home.
Man, it's crazy around here. We've got we're talking a little barbecue, little pit talk, little rub talk. You know, I think you're a big rub for grub fan too, aren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I actually used it this past weekend with a little bit of Cook Shack's brisket rub.
I've seen that. Now I have some Cook Shack brisket rub also.
I'm getting ready to try here soon. We don't do as many briskets around here, but I'm ready to fire one up pretty soon. And try it out. I'm ready to use some of that. Can't wait. I tell you what, we just have a good time cooking and a great time eating, and that's what it's all about.
Well, that's what we did this weekend. Cooked up, brisket and some beef ribs and a little bit of chicken and stuff on Sunday, and enjoyed a little bit of barbecue.
Well, you know what? We all love to do that, and that's just what it's all about. Now, did I read somewhere where you're planning on selling your pit? You can give your pit shout out to everybody about your pit. You want to put it on the market, aren't you?
Well, I am thinking about it, but then again, I kind of had I was talking to somebody last night, and we might be doing a rebuild on my pit. So I don't know yet. You know, it's I play a lot of things by ear. It's kind of, you know, that's kind of like the Army. You know, everything changes like the drop of the hat. So I don't know yet.
Oh, me. Rebuilding the pit. I can't imagine. I've been working on my pit today. Put another chrome stack on that bad boy. Now I got two on the stack.
Well, it's, I've kind of been talking to a buddy of mine there in Oklahoma, Jack Jones. You might all be friends with him on Facebook and stuff. So we've been talking about throwing around some ideas about building a new pit. Then he kind of threw at me last night about just going ahead and making some changes to my pit.
Well, there you go. I mean, you've already got something to work. Tell you what, it's a lot. It's a lot easier to work with what you got and start over from nothing, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's kind of what he threw at me last night too, and it's just we've got a few months to throw out the different ideas and stuff, and I'm still up in limbo right now. If I'm going to school in Virginia, which I'm supposed to be there on Sunday, but they still don't know if I'm going or not. So,
well, you just won't know until it's time, will you?
No, I won't. Either I should know something tomorrow or hopefully first thing Friday morning, because if not, I'm not going. So,
well, yes, I understand.
That's a long drive. So,
yes, it is. It sure is. Definitely want a heads up on it before you take off, no doubt. Well, you know, we're in the process of doing some pit modifications. I'm just basically doing them in my shop. I've got the saws out, the cutters out, the welders out, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing all my modifications right now myself. I'm not a machine shop, but I'm getting down in it and getting some. I've got metal in my fingertips now, and I smell like welding smoke, and I'm definitely in the machine shop mode right now.
If I end up rebuilding mine, we're just going to call it fast and loud barbecue style. So
that'll be all right. That'll be rolling. I'm telling you. Well, you know, I'm building on my pit. I think John's ready to do some work on his pit. He's trying to do. You know, right now it's kind of and I don't want to say downtime because we've got a lot of competition still. Still ready to roll, you know. There in November, we've got several competitions to do, and I don't know about December, but I'm excited about doing a couple in November also.
we as barbecuers love to cook. It doesn't matter how cold it is or how hot it is. We get out in it and do it. And
that's part of the passion in us.
Oh, believe me, it's you know, I still do it up here in Colorado, and it's been pretty chilly. Whenever I went out there, Sunday morning to start my pit, what was it, about 30 degrees or so?
Well, you know, I tell you what, we haven't had that cold weather yet. I pulled about 25 tomatoes, nice baseball-sized tomatoes off my tomato plant yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want any frost yet because my tomatoes are really coming on and being strong right now. That's and I'm proud of that. Give me a second, Roy. Let me see if I can get this caller queued in. I don't know if she wants to talk tonight or not, but we're going to see if we can get her queued in. 806-445.
Hey, Chris, how are y'all?
We're good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I didn't really call in to talk.
Well, you know what? I am proud that you would think enough of us to call in and listen, and that's why I wanted to cue you in and say hello.
I call in every week, and my house is, like, weird quiet tonight because my kids are all gone, and so I was like, I could actually listen and not have to scream at kids at the same time. So there you go.
Now, have y'all been cooking lately? Have you had any cooks today? You got any plans?
No, the last one we went to was the wedding of Lamb.
Right.
He got several places in that, but there was only 16 cooks. But, you know, that doesn't count. we don't mention that to our friends. We don't tell them anything. He's took some at home, but we are members of a motorcycle club, and we have a race coming up next weekend, and so we've been busy with that. My son is racing enduro this year, and John's been trying to get back in it and race enduro too. So we've been really busy with that.
Man, that is great. Motorcycle racing and barbecuing, and you know, when do you find time to do anything else?
Yeah, with especially with three kids that are all involved in sports and pigs and everything else.
Yes, yes, we're there too. We've been there for a while. I understand what you're saying. Well, I tell you what, just be careful on the motorbikes and hang in there and let the smoke roll and y'all cook some more. You know, I'm not going to keep you on here, but you know, you're always welcome to call in. I sure appreciate you being a dedicated listener and caller.
Oh, you're welcome. I love listening. I find out something new every time I call in.
All right. Well, if you need anything, just holler and we'll help you out.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good evening, Jennifer.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, I just wanted to get her in and say hi. I hadn't talked to her in a while, and she is an event organizer also, and she's cook team, and man, they stay busy, seems like, all the time, and does a wonderful event there in Lubbock at Buffalo Springs at Breast Fest. She's one of the event organizers, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. They do a good job too, Roy, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We lost John. Maybe he'll call back in a few minutes. I don't know.
I got into the last part of conversation that he was talking about. You know, I guess he was talking about how humidity and stuff like that, you know, changed a little bit of cooking and stuff like that. That's what we got to deal with up here too, with the elevation.
Right. Right,
you know,
I'm sure.
So,
it's terrible.
I'm coming to realize, you know, it's taking longer, you know, cook times to get to that point where the brisket needs to be, and a lot different than cooking, you know, there in Tennessee, Kentucky, and stuff. But and it's just you gotta learn it. But the thing of it is, you know, You know, you do a competition here, you know, one part of Colorado, it might be 6,000 feet. You might go to another contest out east, which drops down to, you know, 2,000, 3,000 feet, or might go do another one, you know, a little bit west of here, and you're cooking at 9,000 feet. So it changes your whole cook times and the way you got to cook and everything.
Sure. Sure, I could see where it would you just got to adapt and overcome. That's the thing about being a good cook, regardless of where you're at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to adapt and just overcome your circumstances, your surroundings, your weather, and cook it up and still turn in that top-notch box. I mean, that's just part of it. That is part of the show. And that's what distinguishes good cooks from cooks that want to be good. You've got to learn, and you've got to do that, and that's just bottom line. That's, you know, you've got to get in on that. And
right here, sitting at my house is right about 6,300 feet.
Right.
Then you know you drive up to Denver, and you know it's right at a mile high. So you're dropping down 1,000 feet just 45, 50 miles from here.
Sure, sure. It's crazy. It definitely is crazy. Elevation, climate, that's all variables on a cook. And, you know, that's why different regions, you know, they say, you know, you have it at the Jack. Well, the Jack's going to be a different elevation than a lot of these other places, a lot of these countries. You know, that they're going to come down and come into and cook. Plus, you've
mm-hmm.
got, you know, the American Royal. You've got KCBS-style cooks. You've got IBCA cooks. You've got all these different kind of cooks rolling in to cook, different climate, different weather. You know, it rained its tail off. I don't know how to cook most of the time if it's not raining. And and the wind's blowing and the rain's blowing in the pit. I'm used to that this year. I'm telling you, this weekend though, the grilling gods hopefully will be shining down on us, and we'll have the right kind of mojo. I'm going to play hard. I'm telling you, I'm going to play hard this weekend.
I've got some strategies.
We don't see how we go out. I'm gonna when it's over, I'm gonna put her down on the Facebook, let everybody know how it goes. We'll see. But I've got some high expectations right now. You know how that works. You go to competition.
I know. Yeah.
That's like going to the casino. That's like me going to the casino and saying, man, I'm fired up and I'm ready to go, and I know I'm going to win thousands of dollars when I get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming home, I'm mad and I'm upset that I spent all that money and didn't win a dime.
I feel that every week. Well, every time I cook, so been lucky a few times last year, which was good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, it's just how it is. Just like John. John's a good cook. He went to this big cook off this past weekend and didn't get a call. Didn't get a top 10. And you know, that's just heartbreaking. And we've all been there and done that. And, you know, it won't be the last time either.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. You can be the best, the most winningest man in barbecue. Just like, you know, Myron, he can go to a comp and not get a call. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, you know, you got cooks out here that go to their first contest ever and, you know, get two, three, four calls or something, you know. It's just, I call it beginner's luck. I think I'm still trying to find that beginner's luck somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's out there somewhere. I'm searching for some of that myself.
Yeah.
I'm a little of that beginner's luck myself.
Well, maybe somebody will drop it. Maybe somebody will drop it at a contest, and I'll be able to pick it up.
I'm telling you, I'm ready for a little beginner's luck. It's just what it's all about. I'm ready for them to shine now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We have had several callers tonight. We always have several callers. Usually the first hour of the show, it's more talking a little bit, barbecue. Second hour, we have a lot more callers, and that's just how it usually works. And I like it. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I've got somebody calling in that wants to talk barbecue, I'm happy. But now, if they're not, then I'm kind of upset. It's like not getting a call and getting a call at a barbecue. But we do. We have a good time here. And I've got the chat room up. I just don't. I've got Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey's Barbecue in the chat room with us tonight, and a couple others. And, you know, I try to monitor that. I'm not very multitask talented, especially with this wonderful studio board. It freezes up several times. And let's see here. Well, I'm going to want to refresh that now because I know I've missed some callers.
We always have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of callers call in, and I enjoy it. I appreciate everybody that listens in, calls in, week in, week out, because we're just talking barbecue. We don't really schedule shows, but I'm going to try to start having a scheduled guest. I'm going to try to break the format up a little bit because, you know, that first hour is kind of more me talking, and I'm going to try to start having a scheduled guest for the 30-minute segment. And, you know, well, I'd say 15 to 30 minute segment. I would like mm-hmm. to start a. I would like to start a product review. You know, I want to start doing product reviews again because you know that I love to do product reviews. So I'm going to have a few some small segment
on schedule. I'm going to do a scheduled guest, and I'm just going to run this by you and all my listeners. Scheduled guests, and then I'm going to have a product review, and that will be either a sauce or a Pitmaster product, a cooker product. It doesn't matter. Any kind of cook related product. We're going to do that, and then we're going to have the last hour. It's going to be all four of my callers, my Q crew, will be open mic. I think that's how. Now, can you think, while I've got you on here, can you think of anything else that you would like to hear here on the show?
Not right now. I can't think of like, you know, the product review, like you said, I think that's a good idea. You know, there's a lot of people out there that see a lot of these products, and you know, the best way to find out about a product is, you know, by using it, reviews, and you know, different stuff like that. That's, you know, one way we base on a lot of our stuff, you know, that we do is on reviews.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, I just want to kind of break it up a little bit. I do want to want to keep the format because, just to be completely honest, my format right here, the way I've basically done this, is I'm not bragging, but I think it's very popular. It's very popular. People enjoy this format. They enjoy calling in. And I'm going to keep it that way. You know, we have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of people that want to call in and talk, and I enjoy doing this. I really, really do. So that's kind of, we're going to try to change it up, kind of bring in a little new, keep it fresh, because I want to keep it for everybody and try to keep it and try to make it grow, just like the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're making, mm-hmm. we're working it, and we're making it grow. We are. Roy, let me cue this other caller in. We've got a new caller at 931-703. You're live with us. Who we got?
Yeah, this is Blake from Shelbyville, Tennessee. How y'all doing tonight?
We good, Blake. How you doing, my man?
Good, buddy. I just got a quick question. Maybe y'all can, both y'all can kind of give me, or everybody here can give me a little idea. I'm kind of new to the whole competition scene. We've been doing it for about 2 years, just doing some little bitty local ones and stuff, and we're actually planning on attending Federal this weekend.
Wonderful.
And I was wondering how y'all feel about turning in the white and dark meat in the chicken box.
Well, okay, on that, you know, we actually cook a comp the last 3 years here in Henry County that they required you to turn in light and dark. Light and dark meat. So usually
right.
when you say light and dark, most people automatically would do a wing and a thigh, or a wing drumming and a leg and a leg. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And you know, we read and you read in these competition queue type lounge, the competition queue lounge, or some of these barbecue critic groups. You know, you've got a lot of judges and stuff in there. And when they're gonna, and the more you put in the box, that's the more they've got to judge, and the more critique you're gonna get. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so, in my opinion, less is more.
Okay.
Because when you turn in white meat and dark meat, you've got two that are going to be they're going to judge, and white meat you've got a choice of a wing or a breast. And in a judge's aspect, the breast you've got such a small window, that breast being good and moist and warm before it gets colder and dry. And you read all these comments, and I'm just saying this personally now. This is my personal opinion, but like in this. You read all these judges' comments, and they say how they just kill somebody that puts a breast in their turn-in box. You know, a breast that flies six times. You know, and then there's some people that put a bed of pulled chicken in the bottom and then put their put their thighs on top. So, man, I mean, it is just a toss-up on the light dark. I'm personally going to stick with the dark. Myself. Roy, what about you?
Well, that's, you know, you've mentioned there, you know, like whenever I hear white, you know, meat, I think of chicken breast. And like you said, it's, you've got a short window where that breast is going to dry out quicker than, you know, than shit, basically. You know, especially, you know, walking up there. Then while it sets in the tray before it goes back to the table, I mean, it's just drying up. And me personally, I wouldn't do it just because it's they're going to critique you, you know, higher than anything with that breast. And if it's dry, yeah, I mean, your score is not going to be good because you put it in the box. So, you know, that's I turn in just chicken thighs.
Okay. Well, that's why go ahead.
Go on, Blake. No, you're all right. Go, man.
No, we was just, you know, trying to, that's probably been our worst category in all the ones we've tried, and we just thought about trying something a little different this weekend, trying to set ourselves apart, and I didn't know. I've been kind of on the fence one way or another which way to go with it or not to go with it. And like I said, I know, Chris, you personally, I know you cook a bunch in them. I see you keep up with you on Facebook and stuff, and I know you've been around it a lot longer than I have, and I wanted to get some personal opinion on that.
Well,
like I said, just like y'all said a while ago, it gets frustrating. You go week in, and, you know, you don't get no calls. And then
right.
you look at the score sheets at the end of the day, and then you realize chicken's what killed you overall.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw this in there, you know. Whenever I do my brisket turn-ins, you know, I sometimes put burnt ends in there you know, with my slices. But I don't throw the burnt ends in there. If, you know, I taste one, taste two, and if, you know, they're going to not to where I like them to be, I'm not going to put them in there because, you know, a lot of people do like burnt ends. But if I put them in there, I mean, my scores are going to be down. I don't want,
right.
You know, I don't want to take that chance.
Right.
So in other words, saying cook a few breasts or a few wings and try them. If you like them, put them in there. If you don't, then no.
Yep. Yep. That's what I do. I'd go with my gut feeling on that. And, you know, in the past, I'm going to tell you, in the past, I've turned in thighs and then six wings, six drummies right in between them thighs. You know, make a pretty box and fill it up.
Right.
But, you know, a wing, you basically got to cook it half done. By the time it cools off and cooks five more degrees and then it cools off, you know, for it to still be spot on, you really got to have that wing down, I mean, down to the sun. And I've done it before. And had some pretty decent scores, but never got calls on it. And
well, that's
when
like,
I've
you
got
know,
calls,
we talked about. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. You're all right. When I say when we get calls on our chicken, it's always on thighs because I'm going to tell you something. When I break out of the box and try something different, when I try something different, it's usually when it really kicks me in the butt.
Right.
I tried second-guessing some judges here a while back, and I turned in an old-fashioned leg quarter. And, man, they killed me on that leg quarter. I thought I was really lighting a fire on that one now. I mean, I thought I was going to get a first-place call because I cooked some fine leg quarters, and now they were good. And, you know, when you got a regular person judging, sometimes you would think they would like a leg quarter better than they would a little chicken thigh or something like that.
No, they want to see some meat. They want to see meat.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. And, you know, so I bombed out. And, Dion and Gary, Dion Linton, you know, they work with Holy Smokes on the Pitmasters, but they're out of Georgia. They do a leg quarter, popsicle leg quarter, and they get calls on theirs, but I tried that personally, and, man, it killed. They did not like it at all, and I thought that was some of the bad chicken. You know, every time you cook new chicken, you think it's really setting it on fire and it's going to be different.
Right.
But, time I got a first place call on my chicken is I didn't use any. I used my sauce and the skin did not turn out, so I went on and pulled all the skin off my thighs and sauced them down and charred that sauce and got a first place chicken call, and that's no lie.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's no lie.
That's like me and another guy was talking the other day. You know, you're just talking about tasting stuff and put it in the box and see if you like it or not. And the best rib score I ever got in my life was like a 177, which, you know, I was tickled to death. That was my second competition ever in my life. And
right.
I cooked ribs, and I took a bite out of the rib, and I threw it in the garbage. I said, this is garbage. I don't like it. It's junk, but we got to turn it in because it's all we got. And then, I got first place in ribs that weekend with a 177, and needless to say, I've made myself like them ribs.
I'm telling you, that's how it works. You know, a prime example of what you're saying, you know, we always say that when you think it's spot on the best stuff you've ever cooked, you're going to get slammed, and when you think it's trash and you ought to throw it away, that's when you score and walk.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what other people have told me, just stay consistent what you're doing, you'll finally find judges a hit on it. You know,
Try,
don't go changing up everything all the time because then you're not ever going to stay consistent in what you do.
You know, that's a lot of truth to that. And Jeremy Moyers, I don't know if you know who Jeremy is or not, but he's Moyers Competition Barbecue, and he cooks a lot of big cooks there in Georgia. And he's a good cook. I mean, he is a fine cook. Well, he made a post the other day after a cook. He said it wasn't one of his best cooks, and he wasn't proud of it. He said,
he doubted, you know, he pretty much doubted he was going to get a call on it. And I made a comment. I just commented on his post and said, that's usually when you're going to walk and get a call is when you don't feel good about your product. And just so happens he gets called in all four categories and wins reserve. And, you know, that's just that's how it falls. And it's just disappointing. It's just bad disappointing when you don't get a call and you think it's just spot on. But, you know, some guys on that chicken, they'll do a beer can chicken. And I don't – they'll stick a beer up and do a beer can chicken and try it. You know, and some people do good with it. But I personally am always done best with that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all I was curious. Like I said, I didn't know we've been talking, and there ain't a whole lot of people in my area that cook competitions and stuff, so they really don't know. I mean, you know, you can ask the public opinion, but it ain't going to help you none.
You got it. I mean, I wish you the very best in Fayetteville. I mean, that's going to be a fun cook. You've got three categories. You got your ribs. You got, your chicken, which is always a hard category to cook, and you got a ribeye steak. So just be spot on with that. Be consistent, and hope you get a call. Hope you get a walk because it's a lot of fun. And I wish you the best.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. And I heard you say earlier that it was a $75 entry. Is that $50 entry and $25 membership, or is it $75 entry for the contest?
No, it's. When I talk that, it's like on most of them shootouts, you know, different places, they are different. But the $75 entry is the $25 for the TBA, and if you're already a member, it's only a $50 entry.
Okay, so I hadn't paid none of it yet. My computer's been down. I've actually been listening on my smartphone all night. So my computer's been down. I ain't been up for an off.
You just sign up when you get there.
Yeah, I told Brad several weeks ago I was coming.
Yeah, well, you just roll in there and just fill it out, and that's how I usually go. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm always last minute, and when I get to the competition is when I fill my application out and pay my money, right? That's all right. That's how we got to do it sometimes. So just go in there and have a good time, and I wish you the very best. Really, I do. And call in anytime. Yeah. Anytime you want to talk, call in and we will cover topics, and somebody in here can give you some good advice for sure.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. And I'm going to work on maybe talking to some guys here at the local Moose Lodge in Shevel. They do a cook-off every year. And maybe see if we can't get the TBA involved in it next year. Maybe it'll help their numbers come up, too.
I hear you, man. We try to do that with our parents.
For their Moose Heart, they do it for a fundraiser, and I usually have 10, 11 teams every year, but maybe if we can get TBA involved, it'll help bring teams on in and help them raise money and get the TBA known in this area, too.
Well, that's what it's all about. We're just little trying to get bigger, and we're trying to support barbecue. So
I understand, and I like them, but like I said, it ain't hitting you for $200, $250 every time you want to go cook somewhere.
I'm telling you, I know what you're saying. I do. Well, best of luck to you.
I appreciate that. Good luck to y'all. Best of luck this weekend, wherever y'all cooking. I think you're going to Bolivar, ain't you, Chris?
Going to Bolivar, going down there. Man, we're going to cook it hard and put our heart into it this weekend. So hopefully we'll have something roll out. I'm counting on it.
I hear you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Have y'all got any closure on the Loretta Lynn's Ranch for the state championship?
Not yet, but you know what? We just got to get that finalized because that's where we want it to be.
Okay. Well, I knew I'd heard that. I didn't know if y'all got any closure on that or not.
No, but we're going to have to finalize that, and we're going to make it happen. So I'm excited about that, too. We're just trying to do big things, you know, just a lot of little guys trying to do some big stuff. So we're going to make it happen.
Well, good deal, buddy. Well, I sure do appreciate y'all's advice, and best luck to y'all this weekend.
You too, brother. Call back now.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Roy, I tell you what, we just keep supporting barbecue. We're just going to keep making it happen. I've got one more caller I want to queue in before the show is over.
caller 806-292, and I know who this is. This is Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. What are you doing, Lance?
Oh, man, I've been in meetings and everything else, so I'm late. But I wanted to call in and thank you for that night, for bailing me out. And we had a good show, and let him in if you weren't there.
Well, you're quite welcome. That's what it's all about. We do, we keep, you know, we just keep it all going and keep helping each other. That's all we do is make it better.
Yes, sir. It was a great deal. Had a bunch of great people on there. Man.
Yeah. Now, you cooking in Midland this weekend?
No, I'm not. Hold on just a second.
All right. Roy, we just keep it going. I mean, I don't know how. I know what's going on in Texas as much as I do right here in little old McKinley, Tennessee. That's terrible, ain't it?
I mean, it's nothing to get choked over there, Lance.
Man, I had something go down my throat the wrong way. We're not cooking Midland this weekend. I've got that American Cancer Society, the Cotton Bowl,
right,
here
that's right.
So
that's
I'm
right.
Gonna be throwing up
about
600 steaks. So we'll have a good time. Gonna get to meet Shenandoah and have a good time with them this weekend. So it'll be fun.
That will be fun. You'll have a good time. That sounds like a great time, great event, and just be careful and have a good time and enjoy yourself, and don't wear yourself out like I know you're going to do.
Well, this one's nice, Chris, because it ain't but like a mile from my house.
Man.
So it might be the closest thing I cook all year.
You get to sleep in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. They did call me. They called me yesterday, and they said, you know, what time do you plan on going out there Saturday? And I was like, I don't know, noon or so. And they said, well, we got one more little problem. And I said, what's that? And I said, well, we had told them that you were going to cook lunch for the band. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, what am I cooking, I guess, should I ask? And they said, well, hamburgers. So I said, okay. I said, we can do that. So, you know how it is.
That'll be good. That'll be good, Lance. Get a couple autographs, too.
Well, that's what I told them. I said, you know, I said, I've got to at least meet the band, though. They said, well, we can probably do that. I said, you know. I said, I might want to meet them before I cook for them. I said, that way, I said, your thing's still good.
Yeah, you might want to give them your credentials.
That's right. You never know when they'll want you. They'll roll you down and cook for them again.
Well. That'd be fine by me.
That would be nice, I'm telling you.
Maybe you could be their traveling cook.
Yeah, ain't that even better? So,
yeah.
Now, who's all competing this weekend? You're competing this weekend, Chris?
Yes, I'm finally getting to cook this weekend. I'm excited about it. I hadn't got to cook lately, and we're going to cook in Bolivar, Tennessee, and we'll be cooking against several NBN cooks, KCBS cooks, and we'll be down there cooking it hard this weekend. And I'm just,
well, I'll talk to you again, but good luck. Kick their butts.
And I'm going to go down there and cook hard. I'm going to cook it hard, cook my heart out this weekend, try to walk the walk. We'll see.
That's all you can do.
That's it. That is. Well, this 2 hours has done went by fast. It's had a little late start this evening, a few minutes late, and we're in record mode right now, and I'm thankful that everybody likes me enough to call in and help me out with the show and talk barbecue. But you know, we've got a lot of people that like to listen, and I'm proud of that, and we just keep making it better and trying to do a little better. I was talking to Roy a few minutes ago, and I'll run this by you. I'm going to try to break my show up a little bit, and I'm going to try to have a scheduled guest in a little new format.
I'm going to stray off my old-fashioned format because it works well. We've got so many people that like it. But I don't want to keep it new and fresh. So we're going to try to have one scheduled guest on the show for, I would say, 30 minutes, not unless they want more. I don't want to wear them out. And then we're going to have a product review. So hopefully I'm going to start trying to do a few products. If I just see a new one on the shelf or whatever, we're going to try to give it a review. Do a product review on a couple things, and then we're going to talk some events, and then the last hour I'm definitely going to keep the open mic type format because you know I've always got people that love to call in and talk, and that's you know I'm not going to stray off from that, but I'm going to try to break it up where it's in different segments where we can. Just keep it a little different. I don't know. We'll see how that works. Of course, I try to keep chat room open, but I'm just, you know, it's hard to do sometimes. But we keep it all rolling.
Sure. No, I think it's a great idea. You know, that's kind of what we've been kind of doing a little bit. And, you know, it always, you know, I always like having a guest come in for just, you know, even if it is for a little bit, just kind of get things going and get it started you know, that kind of frees me up too because, you know, I don't always have a lot to talk about. So, I think that's a good idea.
You know, I've been doing this 12, 13, 14, 15 months now, and we've done a show every week. We hadn't missed but one show since we started doing these shows. And, you know, it's it's just kind of tough sometimes to come up with some new things to get new listeners, and I just appreciate everybody sharing my page and, you know, supporting, and we all try to share each other's, you know, spots, and you know, if we get our listeners to start sharing our posts, then that might increase our listens and our share, you know, and our archive listens and our live listens and our live callers, you know. So we just keep rolling like that. I mean, it'll be good. Now, hey, let me ask you a question. Did you get a chance to check out the Jan Charles show, the Barbecue Superstars Morning Show? Did you get a chance to watch any of that?
I have not yet. I have not. And I know Daryl's kind of hitting that. And I've seen some of the posts on it, but I have not had a chance yet. You know, it's hard for that time of the morning if I'm out running service calls and stuff to get in on that. But
right,
I plan
right.
on, you know, just as soon as I can. And I guess, did she do it every day? Or is it just
once
a week?
No. Once a week. She did it yesterday morning, matter of fact.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking he posted. So, well, you know, that's the hard part for me, you know, when, like I said, when I'm out working on service calls, stuff like that, sometimes I can't catch it, but,
right.
And, you know, and I said, you know, it's getting kind of crazy here lately, you know, with just everything. I mean, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to being home for a weekend. And
I understand. You don't want to burn yourself out. That's the key. You don't want to burn yourself out. And the first of the year, I think I got kind of that way. And I'm having more fun again at the comps and you know, that kind of thing. And I've been building, I've been working on a pit a little bit and doing some modifications to it and built a nice big extra large, I call it a triple X.
Your basket. I've seen that. It wasn't good.
See, that's made. I made that, and it can fit in the. It can fit in my burn box, so I can put two bags of charcoal in that burn box, and it burn, and it can ash, you know, and it won't. It can drop like it's supposed to. So I'm going to try to. I'm not going to do it this weekend, but I'm going to try to put a burn in it and see how long it takes, how long it'll burn, what kind of temp it'll stay at, it'll fit perfect in my burn box. And it'll hold
that, that's what
you're
all set?
Yep. So,
So I'm kind of excited about trying that out and getting that, you know, seeing what that's going to do.
Well, so have you done anything? I won't say much about it, but have you done anything about this other deal we've talked about a little bit?
Well, I've got my four, and all that other stuff will go tomorrow, and I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Okay, good deal. That's all. I won't play any more about it. And
we'll
you know,
see. We'll just see what happens.
That's what we were having now. We were having a team meeting tonight, so.
right. Well, that's all right. It's all right. We'll just see where that goes.
Roy, are you still in?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So I seen one of your posts today. They ever decide what they're going to do with you?
No, I'm still in limbo.
Well, what can we say?
Sorry, brother, but
I know, man. They basically told me to get prepared to go, but expect not to go. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be there on Sunday, and they said basically if I don't hear nothing by close of business tomorrow, I'm not going. So.
Now, this is that deal you're supposed to sit over there for like 3 months to be in that class deal. Is that right?
Yeah, for 2 months.
2 months?
In Virginia. Yep.
Well, I guess if the government shuts down, I guess you probably won't have to go when anybody call you tomorrow, will there?
No, not until at least next year, I guess, if I don't go.
Yeah, well, it's... Stay free, brother. Just be careful, brother. Well, guys, I tell you what, I've got to get off and finish this up because we have some other things got to be done tonight. I've still got to do supper tonight too, so we've got to get something going. But before we get off here, I would like to give you both a minute to let everybody know. If they would like to talk to you and get in touch with you, how they could go about doing that, especially for an event or a cook or a cater or just to even become a sponsor, because you never know who's listening in on these shows. And we've always had a lot of great success with sponsors and listeners. So give everybody a shout out and let everybody know how to get in touch with you and who you are. If they need to get in contact with you.
Okay, well, name is Roy Powell. You can reach me more on Facebook on my personal page, or you can contact us, find us on Facebook under Assault from the Sky Barbecue. Currently reside here in Colorado because, if you haven't noticed, I'm in the military. So, We're starting to look for sponsors for our 2014 season. Going to try to do a little bit more contest here in Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Kansas area. Do a little bit more next year because 2015, basically, I'm going to be out of country again. So if anybody want to contact me, you can message me or find me there on Facebook.
All right, Roy. It sounds great, man. We sure appreciate you calling in the show tonight, and you are always a part of the Q crew. So, you know, just call in whenever you can.
All right. I sure will.
All right, Roy. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Call me if you need to.
Okay.
All right. Have a good evening. Lance, I'm going to give you a shot real quick and give everybody a shout out, and we'll finish up the show.
All right, buddy. Well, hello, everybody. This is Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. We also have the Sunday night show, the West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. You can find us on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters, and we're always looking for sponsors and catering or whatever. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, give us a holler, and if not, you know, come over and listen to us Sunday night. And, Chris, I appreciate you having me on. Like I said, I appreciate very much you helping me out the other night, because, like I said, I couldn't have done it without you, buddy. So you have a good week, and let me know how you do this weekend.
I will do it. I'm going to take pictures this weekend, and I'm going to cook hard, and I'm just going to take my time and do it up and just put it in it and see what we can get out of it. That's all we can do. So,
yes, sir.
Lance, you have a good night, and you're more than welcome on Sunday night. You know, I'll be glad to do it anytime I can, and just stay out of trouble. Don't eat too many steaks this weekend. Don't get up there on stage with Shenandoah and sing. We don't.
Well, I might trade them to a beer can.
You better stay away. Stay away. Oh, mercy.
All right, well, y'all have a good evening.
All right, you too. Have a good night.
Well, guys, this has been another show, another Let's Talk Smoke show right here with your host, Chris Chadwick, brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. You know, we just have a good time. We talk barbecue all the time. It's like Barbecue 101 most of the time here. Call in anytime. The number to always call is 347-202-0263. We have a great time. We do invite all of you to call in because that's what this show is all about. So if y'all don't call, we don't have a show. It's call, call, call. We're going to get out of here tonight. We're going to sign off, and we're going to go a little hog wild one more time before we get out of here. So good night, everybody, and enjoy the song.
Born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild.